Canadian symbols. Canada has many important symbols, objects, events, and people that have special meaning. Together, they help explain what it means to be Canadian and express our national identity. Important Canadian symbols have been discussed throughout this booklet. The Canadian Crown. The crown has been a symbol of the state in Canada for 400 years. Canada has been a constitutional monarchy in its own right since Confederation in 1867 during Queen Victoria's reign. Queen Elizabeth II, who has been Queen of Canada since 1952, marked her Golden Jubilee in 2002 and celebrates her Diamond Jubilee, or 60 years as sovereign, in 2012. The crown is a symbol of government, including Parliament, the legislatures, the courts, police services, and the Canadian forces. Caption: Image of the mace of the House of Commons in Ottawa. Flags in Canada. A new Canadian flag was raised for the first time in 1965. The red, white, red pattern comes from the flag of the Royal Military College, Kingston, founded in 1876. Red and white had been colors of France and England since the Middle Ages, and the national colors of Canada since 1921. The Union Jack is our official royal flag. The Canadian Red Ensign served as the Canadian flag for about 100 years. The provinces and territories also have flags that embody their distinct traditions. Captions: Image of the Canadian flag of 1965. Image of the Canadian Red Ensign with caption: The Canadian Red Ensign served as the national flag for 100 years and has been carried officially by veterans since 2005. The maple leaf. The maple leaf is Canada's best known symbol. Maple leaves were adopted as a symbol by French Canadians in the 1700s, have appeared on Canadian uniforms and insignia since the 1850s, and are carved into the headstones of our fallen soldiers buried overseas and in Canada. The fleur-de-lis. It is said that the lily flower, fleur-de-lis, was adopted by the French king in the year 496. It became the symbol of French royalty for more than 1,000 years, including the colony of New France. Revived at Confederation, the fleur-de-lis was included in the Canadian Red Ensign. In 1948, Quebec adopted its own flag, based on the cross and the fleur-de-lis. Coat of arms and motto. As an expression of national pride after the First World War, Canada adopted an official coat of arms and a national motto, Amare usquam mare, which in Latin means from sea to sea. The arms contain symbols of England, France, Scotland, and Ireland, as well as red maple leaves. Today, the arms can be seen on dollar bills, government documents, and public buildings. Caption: Image of the Royal Arms of Canada and of the Parliament. Image of the snowbirds with caption: The snowbirds are a Canadian icon. The image shows 431 Air Demonstration Squadron. Parliament buildings. The towers, arches, sculptures, and stained glass of the Parliament buildings embody the French, English, and Aboriginal traditions and the Gothic Revival architecture popular in the time of Queen Victoria. The buildings were completed in the 1860s. The center block was destroyed by an accidental fire in 1916 and rebuilt in 1922. The library is the only part of the original building remaining. The Peace Tower was completed in 1927 in memory of the First World War. The memorial chamber within the tower contains the Books of Remembrance, in which are written the names of soldiers, sailors, and airmen who died serving Canada in wars or while on duty. The provincial legislatures are architectural treasures. The Quebec National Assembly is built in the French Second Empire style, while the legislatures of the other provinces are Baroque, Romanesque, and neoclassical, reflecting the Greco-Roman heritage of Western civilization in which democracy originated. Popular sports. Hockey is Canada's most popular spectator sport and is considered to be the national winter sport. Ice hockey was developed in Canada in the 1800s. The National Hockey League plays for the championship Stanley Cup, donated by Lord Stanley, the Governor General, in 1892. The Clarkson Cup, established in 2005 by Adrian Clarkson, the 26th Governor General and the first of Asian origin, is awarded for women's hockey. Many young Canadians play hockey at school, in a hockey league, or on quiet streets, road hockey or street hockey, and are taken to the hockey rink by their parents. Canadian children have collected hockey cards for generations. Canadian football is the second most popular sport. Curling, an ice game introduced by Scottish pioneers, is popular. Lacrosse, an ancient sport first played by Aboriginals, is the official summer sport. Soccer has the most registered players of any game in Canada. Caption: Image of the Montreal Canadiens, Stanley Cup champions in 1978. The Beaver. The beaver was adopted centuries ago as a symbol of the Hudson's Bay Company. It became an emblem of the Saint-Jean-Baptiste Society, a French-Canadian patriotic association, in 1834, and was also adopted by other groups. This industrious rodent can be seen on the 5-cent coin, on the coats of arms of Saskatchewan and Alberta, and of cities such as Montreal and Toronto. Caption: Image of a beaver. Canada's official languages. English and French are the two official languages and are important symbols of identity. English speakers, Anglophones, and French speakers, Francophones, have lived together in partnership and creative tension for more than 300 years. You must have adequate knowledge of English or French to become a Canadian citizen. Adult applicants 55 years of age and over are exempted from this requirement. Parliament passed the Official Languages Act in 1969. It has three main objectives: establish equality between French and English in Parliament, the Government of Canada, and institutions subject to the Act; maintain and develop official language minority communities in Canada; and promote equality of French and English in Canadian society. Caption: Image of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Ottawa.